5-year-old was missing for 3 weeks before her body was found in the river at St Michael's on Wye in Lancashire in February. The College of Policing found senior officers failed to support junior ranks and criticised the involvement of underwater search expert Peter Falding. He doesn't regret offering to help.
I always will be there to help families, and we get so many requests all the time for families of missing loved ones. I regret, you know, being publicly discredited. That's the bit what has annoyed me.
Hamas claims it's close to reaching a truce agreement with Israel, which could allow for the release of Israeli hostages. It's reported 50 women and children are being held captive in Gaza, and they could be freed in exchange for three times as many Palestinians being held in Israeli jails. Thomas Hand was told his 9-year-old daughter Emily was taken from Israel, but he's not getting his hopes up.
When you get that news, it's like you pray to God as hard as you can that she would be one of them. And then you just get crushed. So now I have to keep my emotions on a level plane.
Sir Chris Whitty is due to give evidence to the COVID inquiry around now. He became a household name with his daily news conference appearances during the pandemic. It's reported that new measures will be put in place to get people with mobility and mental health problems back into work as part of tomorrow's autumn statement. It's claimed the government plan will mean some people having to work from home or face having their benefits cut. And a white substance, which turned out to be nothing more serious than flour, has sparked a major emergency response in Glasgow. Police later confirmed that powder had been scattered for a running route, which posed no risk. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I've been getting up early and staying up late. Scared myself in the mirror, caught a glimpse of my face. Dark circles, you could drown in, I'm imagined to death. Looking for something, save all the dread. Tell me you got something.
her, he hates her, he tells her all the time. The king gives her diamonds, her money makes her high. The queen is in her castle, her future's in his hand. A cynical reminder, the luck is always planned. She was a dancer on a rocket's tail. He took care of business, it kept him out of jail. A family full of strangers, but not a single friend. She couldn't see the danger, or if this journey's ever gonna end. To hold her tight, a secret arrangement covered by the night, an underworld of violence where he could make him sing, with suffocating silence to make aware the devil's ring. Love is an avalanche.
Just in case you wondered where I was, I am here in the studio. I'll be back right after this song, getting you some weather and also the intro to the show slightly later than normal.
Hater tells her all the time, the heat of the moment could break the ties that bind. Her world was full of laughter, where she could dance and sing. From now till ever after, she'll never wear the devil's ring again. Love is an avalanche, covering the blood upon her shoes. Love is an avalanche.
That is. Do you know what? I can't hardly read that. I think that says Slothace and the Boys Fight Back Time. No idea. Never heard that before. You're listening to Michelle Wood on Phoenix FM. Now, what happened, Michelle? Why were you late in? So this morning I had to pop to the doctor's before. I'd already got an appointment. I had to pop to the doctor's and I would have been in normal time, but unfortunately the doctor was a little bit late, lovely as she was. And then, so I came out of the doctor's and I would have got here on time, but what I did was this. I was driving down the lanes, right, coming towards Brentwood. And then I thought, I'm going to take a bit of a shortcut. Now, I shouldn't have done this because my sense of direction is no good. So I ended up going down a road, what was it called? Fen Lane? I don't know. And I ended up in Baltham. And I thought to myself, this is not right. So I thought I was cutting off a big kind of chunk, instead of going through Worley, I'd basically gone way out of my way. and then ended up on the A128, I think, and then I had to go over the roundabout, and then came up to my worst nightmare, Wilson's Corner. And I was like, oh no, because I avoid that at any cost. So at Wilson's Corner, I did a little bit of a naughty, actually, because I thought at Wilson's Corner, as you're coming up on the A128, to go across the Ongar Road, you've got a left and a right lane. Now, I was going right, so I got in the right lane and then realised people at the top are going in the left lane because they're going over. But luckily for me, I was in the right lane, and as I went round the roundabout, I managed to get over and then get onto the Ongar Road. But I was still late. Still late by about sort of 6 minutes. So I do apologise. And that's because I've got no sense of direction. I tried to do a shortcut. I mean, I've only lived in Essex for most of my life. I mean, I did live in Dublin for a couple of years, but that's no excuse. And still, my sense of direction is atrocious. There we go. So that's why I am a little bit late this morning. So apologies all around. Hopefully it won't affect the show. Now, we've got loads of music coming up on the show today and chat. We'll be having a look in the papers, see what's going on in the world. What's this? Oh. Look at, there's a lovely picture of Amber Anderson. Amber Anderson is this man.
I love local radio. Because it's radio.
And it's local. A picture of him in Switzerland just come up. Oh, it's very, looks very nice. Who's this? Mmm. Yes. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Got some nice pictures yesterday. Jacob was in from We Are All Fossils. They've got a gig at Hotbox this Saturday. He did two wonderful live performances. I'm just in the process of actually putting them up on the website so you can have a listen again, but they are superb. If you're around on Saturday, £10 to see the band, or you can get on the door. If you go online, Hotbox rather, it's £10. On the door, it'd be £12. But a wonderful band. Absolutely fantastic. What have we got here? Let's have a little look. See if I've got any... no answers to the question. I've got a question of the day, actually. It's only Tuesday, but what is your favourite roast dinner? I was watching this guy on YouTube. I think he's in his 60s. And he... just to give you an idea of what he's like. And he goes around, and he's not a foodie, really, but he goes around and kind of has a top-end meal and a cheaper kind of meal thing. And I quite like it because he's not a foodie, so when he has something that's like, you know, 100-day-old beef or, you know, aged, not old-aged beef, he's like, oh, my God, this is the best beef I've ever tasted. And like, best potatoes, oh, my God, these are amazing. And then he'll have sort of like his normal kind of food, and he's like, oh, this is really good, and it's a good, you know. One meal he went out for yesterday when he was doing roast dinners, he had one in London, which was about 38 quid for a roast dinner. He said the gravy was a bit thin. Beef was nice. Best roast potatoes ever. And then he went to a place we've got here in Brentwood. Very similar. It's a chain, which is about £10 or something for a main... is it 7 or 8 quid for a Sunday roast? And that looked really nice. And it loads us like, you know, sort of cauliflower cheese and your meats and your potatoes. It's like, days like now, that's when I miss kind of like my mum's, you know, cooking. She would make stew and dumplings and chicken stews and things like that. Yum, yum, yum. But yeah, that's the question, actually. What is your favourite roast dinner? It might be with meat. It might be beef. Nice bit of horseradish. Only have, was it a Yorkshire pudding with a roast beef dinner, isn't it? You don't have it. I mean, some people have it with a chicken dinner. Who are these people? So did you like roast chicken beef, or is it a nut roast or something else? So what's your favourite roast dinner? I do like a little bit of roast lamb, but I only have roast... Yes, you know, because I feel so guilty. I have lamb about 4 times a year. Yeah, I feel too guilty. Let's kick off the show with some music. I'm going to grab a coffee and relax. Oh, actually, before I do that... Oh, yeah, I better do this, hadn't I?
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC.
Get myself in trouble.
The award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right now, the weather for today, 11 degrees. Looking a little bit overcast out there, and it should remain dry for all of the day. You might get a little bit of sunshine around about 4 o'clock, but it's only going to be brief. Overcast, dull, but dry at 11 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend. Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
Stop it, don't you stop the music. Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I heard there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing.
Someday I'll be on my knees and I pray my heart don't miss a beat.
But here I am and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over?
about me. You won't tell them I occupy your dreams and your thoughts. Look at what we have started. I feel so good when I leave your apartment. I know there's no telling how far you can go. And you don't want to hear about my love and my lust, babe, that I have been feeling. I kiss you once, then I stare at the ceiling. Olé, you bring too much sunlight to my day. And only you can chase the pain away. Too much sunlight to my day. My day. My heart speaks. I ain't seen you or been with you for weeks. But I see online that you've begun to be a good girl and take trips with your boyfriend. Be inattentive, continue to pretend. But no, 'cause there's no telling how far you can go. You've hidden my name on your phone so you can call me to tell me you've been going through hell. Left him alone and you booked in a hotel. Olé, you bring too much sunlight to my day. And only you can chase the pain away. You bring too much sunlight to my day. My day. I can't control myself around you. 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 And I'm singing, Olé, you bring too much sunlight to my day. And only you can chase the pain away. You bring too much sunlight to my day. My day. Sunlight to my day, and only you can chase the pain away. You bring too much sunlight to my day.
Oh, that always reminds me of a summer's day. Can't control myself around you. I think we should have some independent music. What do you think? I think we should. Now, I spoke to him last week, in fact. It was Jacob Reddy. He's been on the show before, and he's from up near Sheffield way. I've been speaking to a lot of bands and musicians from up there. There's a really good music scene up in Sheffield. He's a young singer-songwriter, just basically got his band together now. He's been doing lots of solo stuff as well. But he's got a brand new track out, which is called Breaking Me Down, and he's getting loads and loads of publicity and BBC and all sorts now. But we had him first. So here is Jacob Reddy. This is called Breaking Me Down, and it's out now.
Thinks he ain't got me. Figured out, figured out, figured out. Oh, you know he can't stop me. I'll scream and shout and shout and shout. I fell to the bottom of the reservoir so I could drink the rain. I shook hands with the fire so I could feel the flame. Me inside hell.
running apart, apart, apart. Don't you know that I'm choking on my heart, my heart, my heart? 'Cause I'm not one to be summer in the tune of my melodies. Pass through all of the hard days, you never brought me.
Thank you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now let's have a look at the roads this morning for you. There we go. Bear with me one second while I just get the details. Right, first off, let's have a look at Brook Street roundabout. That's looking not too bad. Temporary traffic signals due to water main work on Nags Head Lane near the A1023 Brook Street roundabout and also on the London Road at Westwood Avenue. You've also got temporary traffic signals on Eagle Way at Essex Way as well. Road closed due to telecoms work on Hall Green Lane, both ways from Park Avenue to Hutton Village. Brook Street roundabout itself is looking fine, heading down towards Lakeside and back through the Dartford Tunnel is clear. Up to the M11, no problems. A1023 is looking fine. A12 up to Chelmsford, no issues at the moment. Oh, I feel much better now. I've had my coffee. Do you know what? I saw a coffee machine yesterday on TikTok. And it's $20,000. Oh, hello? What? And apparently it makes your coffee taste amazing. It's huge. The thing is, it's about as tall as me. I'm 5'1". It's really huge. I think it weighs nearly as much as me as well, but, well, maybe not. But it's huge. And it's got, it can, you can kind of program it in. You can use an app on your phone. And then there was another one that came up that looked really good. And if you're a coffee connoisseur, which I'm not, then some of these machines, I think the other machine was about £1,500, and they just produce the best coffee. And then people, because it's a bit like wine tasting, I suppose, or beer tasting, because a lot of ales and stuff have a lot of different notes as well. People pair it with different restaurants actually do pairing with beers and things. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I've noticed with coffee is I think it was in here when I said to you once that the coffee that I got, it tasted of processed peas, like peas, you know, and I thought, this is really odd. It's got a tang to it. And I looked, and it's something to do with the beans not being roasted for long enough, and that's why you get that taste. And I had some the other day, and I said to my friend, I went, are you getting that? It's got like a slight, you're eating peas, just a tiny, and they went, yes, there's like a flavour, yeah. Didn't even think about it, but now you said it. And so, yeah, I only like a couple of coffees, really. I'm not a big fan of there's some coffee shops that I won't go into because I don't like it. It's too bitter. So I like kind of more, would you say rounded? I don't know. Just probably because I've got like quite a simple palate. So, but the world of coffees is extraordinary. And as I said, that machine, just 20 grand. I was like, what? And the other one looked really good. But I mean, the one I've seen is £49. And it uses coffee pods. And I've never had one. My sister's got one. And I said to you, I might treat myself to a coffee pod machine for Christmas. There's places you can buy coffee pods quite cheaply, actually, that just give you a load of slightly damaged, which is not, they're not broken, but they just, you know, some people like to have them on display in the kitchen. Well, these ones are a little bit, you know, and you just get a mixture. So that's what I fancy. But I do love coffee. I used to be a tea drinker. And I think I had a cold or something happened, and I started drinking coffee. Then I went back to drinking tea for years and years. And then again, I think I got a cold, something happened, and I started drinking coffee again. And now I wouldn't make a cup of tea. I think because it's also quicker for me. It's just quicker as well to make coffee. But I don't mind a cup of tea if I go to somebody's house, but there's only one or two teas that I actually really like. One of them's from up north, that tea. And then you've got to make it correctly, you know, that's the problem. It's like, you know, I'm always a bit wary when you go to somebody's house and they make tea or coffee and you're like, oh no, can't have that. I'll just have to leave that to go cold.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. give us a call on 07766 009 239, or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH BAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, 'cause I'm needing a little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you. But I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you. I got voices in my head, and there's a definite silence. I got voices in my head, and I can't lie. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, 'cause I need it. Just like the air I'm breathing, these open wounds ain't healing. Try to find my way back to you, 'cause I need it. A little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love. Lately I've been waking up in a dreamy state, calling your name, stayed up too late, just thinking of you.
With you, you're constantly in a mood, and you gotta shake it off. It's getting
Take off, Daisy's about to take off. The ones you love the most in life see you without your makeup. So put the past behind ya, she don't wanna fight ya. Chuck ain't hit the ceiling yet, but chill before your time's up. Oh, look, you must be crazy. For 168, your average lady, so you didn't really wanna go there and Daisy. Now she's belling me, best thing is just let it be. Cause all she keeps on telling me is that she ain't your enemy. She ain't your enemy, Scarlett, she ain't your enemy. So stop.
I'm not your number one enemy. I'm not your number one enemy. If you wanna be a part of me, I'm not your number one.
That is a bubbly, bubbly song. I like that. Daisy Dares You. Good name for a band. Number one enemy. Well, I've recovered. I've managed to have my coffee and relax now after getting lost driving into work. Only I could do that. Honestly, I was driving along and I thought, this is not right. This is not right, Michelle. And then ended up on the A128, which is my, well, it's coming into Brentwood, but I didn't need to go over there. But it was a lot. It was a lovely drive. I'm sorry, I've got hiccups. Lovely drive. I was driving through the country and roads are terrible, though. I don't know what it is with the roads in Essex, but some of these side roads, and you'll know if you're in Brentwood or Upminster, some of these roads are absolutely a disgrace because you hit a pothole, you don't see it, or it's, you've got another car coming towards you. And I'm not saying you're going particularly fast. I've already done a few tyres. Oh, actually, I've done three over the last couple of years. From one of them was actually on Christmas Eve, not last year, the year before. And I was dropping presents off, and I'd gone down the lanes in off the Ongar Road, and I thought the car was driving funny. I thought something's not right, so I dropped stuff off at my niece's, and as I drove away, I thought no, and I got out the car, and the tyre basically was nothing there, and luckily, because I thought it's Christmas, Christmas Eve, what am I going to do? It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, no, about 2 o'clock. And luckily for me, I had a call-out thing anyway, but they were just about to close up for the day. They came in and they towed me home. And, lucky for me. You know when you're sort of sitting there thinking, and you know the worst thing was? I want you to go to the loo. I hate that when that happens. It's always, everything's too exciting and you're like, oh no, the car's broken down and now I want to go to the loo. Anyway, moving swiftly on. My guest yesterday, well, we are all fossils. It was Jacob who came in to play live. This is the brand new track featuring Tasha Robertson. And you can check out the band at Hotbox this Saturday, the 25th of November. 7 o'clock-ish, I think, kicks off 7:30. With support as well. It'll be £10 if you book through Hotbox, or you can turn up on the day and it'll be £12. Excellent they are. Here they are. We Are All Fossils. The interview will be up online a little bit later. He was amazing live in the studio.
I ran to the coast, I ran to the woods, I ran as fast as I possibly could. Oh, the highest mountain, I went to the valley below. I followed every river I thought you might know. When I find you, darling, can I take you home? When I find you, darling,
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.